In recent weeks, we've reported almost every day about people in Gaza being shot and killed, mainly by Israeli soldiers at food distribution sites run by the Israeli and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Well, Israel says its troops have been forced to open fire when they were threatened by crowds. That is something that many people in Gaza dispute. On Wednesday morning, at least 20 Palestinians were killed at one of the sites at Khan Yunis, on this occasion because of a crush rather than gunfire. Yolan Nell is our correspondent in Jerusalem. She told me what had happened.
Well, what we've been hearing is that there was a crush at this site. At least 20 people have been killed. The local hospital saying it has seen a number of bodies coming in, people suffocated. And certainly there is a video that the BBC has verified from Nasser Hospital, the local hospital in Khan Yunis, which shows boys and men, their bodies on the back of a cart, with a witness saying that many of these boys had pushed forwards in their effort to get the food handouts at this site and were trapped in an area between two fences. GHF put out a statement saying it was heartbroken by this tragic incident and described a chaotic and dangerous surge. It blamed agitators. It said there was credible reason to believe that they were people who were armed and Hamas-affiliated among the crowd, and also blamed a lot of recent misleading social media information, which it said had driven crowds to close sites and incited disorder.